With new laws to be introduced to the Victorian Parliament this week, police will have the power to issue on-the-spot fines to people using indecent language. But even Attorney General Robert Clark admits he's used the odd swear word.
Well, occasionally I mutter things under my breath, as probably everybody does, but this law is not targeted at that. It's targeted at the sort of obnoxious, offensive behaviour in public that makes life unpleasant for everybody else.
The reforms are part of the Baillieu Government's broader law and order agenda, which includes minimum jail terms for 16 and 17-year-olds convicted of violent crimes and protective security officers at suburban police stations. Robert Clark says the new swear jar should make it easier for police to deal with antisocial behaviour.
Clearly this sort of loutish, obnoxious behaviour can be very off-putting for many members of the public going about their ordinary business in public places. It's contributing to a growing level of antisocial behaviour that Victoria's been experiencing over the last 10 years or so, and this will give the police the tools they need to be able to act against this sort of obnoxious behaviour on the spot rather than having to drag offenders off to court and take up time and money in proceeding in the court.
But Tiffany Overall from Youth Law says young people feel they're being targeted.
The reality is that, you know, young people are more commonly using public spaces and sort of other groups in the community, and what we find with lots of these sorts of on-the-spot type offences is that young people are feeling targeted by police, and so that they will probably be the ones that cop the fine.
Offenders will be fined about $230, and she says many of the young people she deals with can't afford to pay.
The impact sort of snowballs. So what we find is a lot of young people that are, you know, fairly financially disadvantaged, can't afford to pay it, maybe don't pay it, then there's administrative costs added to it, and it just sort of all snowballs and really just compounds the issue rather than resolving the issue.
But Robert Clark swears the laws have been exercised responsibly during a 3-year trial due to end in June.
The police have exercised these powers responsibly over the period of the trial, and there's every reason to expect they'll continue to do so in future to make the streets more pleasant places.
He says police will rely on existing laws that define indecent language.
Liz Hobday.